To reiterate the laser techniques regarding Alcup, you want to stick to the five S's of laser. You want to walk the walk and you want to talk the talk. You really want to preach the Bible here and make sure that we have the right selection of patients, the right indications, the right sizes. You want to flush all the contrast out, and you want to advise your physicians to go slow in advancing that laser catheter. In your coronary cases, stick to the seven indications, and by sticking to them, you're always going to be right, and you will always be able to provide the best support and the input for your physicians. You also want to set the appropriate expectations here. For example, doctor, we're undersized here with this 0.9, so you might not see as much luminal gain as you would have with a rotablator or you would have seen in the peripheral. But remember, we're still debulking and we're modifying that lesion at the molecular level. Even with a 0.9 catheter, you can reach with that vapor bubble beyond the strut of the stents. And laser, remember, is the only technique that can reach beyond the stent struts and modify the lesion at the molecular level. CSI doesn't do it, rotablator doesn't do it, balloons don't do it. Laser is the only technique that will modify that lesion at the molecular level and beyond the stent struts. And what does it do? It makes it more amenable for that balloon or that stent, that final therapy that you wanted to deliver, to be more optimally expended and fully opposed. Another good practice for setting up a laser program, a successful program, is to get a commitment from your physicians to do a series of cases. Laser is really not the kind of technology to just try it out. You want to get a commitment from your physician to do a series of cases in order to get some experience under his or her belt, get some success under their belts, and really get over that learning curve about using the laser, using the different settings, advance slowly. And then this way you can also make sure that you are there to address issues, any issues that could have arisen during that time.